On today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS, Indianola Volleyball qualifies for their second straight state tournament at the Extreme Arena in Coralville. After the regional final on Tuesday, I got a chance to catch up with seniors Tori Runyon, Macy Winty, and Bryn Bishop. Indianola Volleyball seniors who are?
Tori Runyon,
Macy Winty,
Bryn Bishop.
All right, back trips to state. How's it feel?
It's wonderful. You know, we've been working for this since the end of last season and put in the work in the off season, and this has been our goal since the beginning. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, I think we've been looking on this moment the whole season, and I wouldn't say that we're anything but deserving for this moment right now, and I can't wait to continue on to the tournament.
It feels great, but we're definitely not done yet. So we're just going to come back to practice tomorrow and work even harder.
Well, that's what Coach Halstead says. This was a goal. This wasn't the goal. How do you want to keep the team locked in as seniors to get ready for next week?
You know, that's not really something that we have to do. We all have just the unified thought to just play for each other. Everybody's going to give their 100% in these next couple games because we all want to win for each other.
I think the best thing about our team is that we can have a ton of fun at practice and on the bench, but everybody knows their role to be locked in on the court, and I don't think that's a big worry for us at all. I'm pretty confident in our abilities.
How important is it that everybody knows their role on this team? I think that doesn't mean you're only doing one thing, but everyone knows kind of what is expected of them. How important do you think that is for this team?
I just think that that's one of our huge values as a team, and we just know that when we're put in situations, we can trust each other, and I think that's one of our greatest strengths as a team.
What do you think this team learned from last year at Extreme Arena, playing in a different venue? What do you think they learned, and what do you think you're going to apply for next week?
I think a big lesson we learned was to just not be comfortable, not looking at the rankings and thinking that we deserve something because we're ranked higher. I think we know that now, and I definitely think that's going to help us as we move further on and just keep working hard and keep our eyes set on the final goal.
We know that everything's going to be a fight, nothing's going to be given, so I think that drive to win is really going to be the difference between last year and this year. Last year, we were just excited to make it. This year, we want to go far.
Going to the game a little bit, keeping Glenwood on their back heels, never felt like they got comfortable. What do you think was working out there?
You know, I think we really used a lot of our hitters. All of our hitters played really well tonight, but I think it goes back to our passing. Our passing was very solid tonight, and our serve receive was almost perfect, so I think that helped.
Yeah, going off of Tori, I think passing was a big contributor to that. We're being able to run tempo sets to all of our hitters was awesome, but I know definitely a big factor that's been different is our serving. We've been lacking in some serving in the past couple matches, but everyone did a really great job and was focused in, which contributed to that win.
I feel like the leadership tonight was just huge for us, and everyone stepping into that role of taking the next step and pushing one another because we knew where we wanted to be and how we wanted to get there.
How big was the crowd tonight, seeing not only a ton of parents, but the student section be as loud as this gym has ever been?
It's just so rewarding just to see all of our hard work pay off and just to have our community be supporting us along the way. And I just couldn't be more proud of our team and just our Indianola as a whole.
Yeah, you definitely feel the love on the court when you hear all the cheering and just seeing all the faces out there. It's a great feeling. There's nothing like the feeling of playing at your home court with that big of a crowd.
You know, it feels great. We're really hoping that this crowd will travel with us to Coralville because they are just so, so nice to have behind us when we're playing.
Something I talked to Coach about again was there was no let up this season. Every match was the most important one, was the one you were playing. How do you think that team dynamic is with this team? I know we kind of talked about roles, but how important is that everyone's focused on what they need to be focused on?
Yeah, coming into the season, our kind of motto for the season was every ball. And it just kind of shows we valued every point so much, and we see every point as another opportunity to play together, and our season isn't very long. So I think it's just the will and want to play with each other for as long as possible.
Just the rest of this week, and then you're playing on Monday. What do you want to see over the next 3 or 4 days or so as you get ready for state?
Yeah, I mean, our past couple practices the past 2 weeks have been so productive and so great. We're doing a ton of 6-on-6 tempo work, a lot of focus on serving and passing. Our coaching staff and us, we believe that our serving is a huge part of the game, whether it comes to setting up defense and just getting the other team out of system. So I think serving and serve receive will be a huge part of our practices this following week.
All right, this one's for all three of you then. Final thoughts, back-to-back trips to state, and another chance this year.
I just couldn't be more excited just to have the opportunity to play in such a cool place and just to have Indianola supporting us behind and just being able to show all that we've worked for and just who we are.
I definitely agree with Bryn. It's such a great feeling, and especially doing it with teammates that are my best friends in the whole world is just amazing, and I'm so proud of everybody, all the roles that people have stepped up to this season, and I'm really excited to see where we end up at the end of next week.
We proved ourselves at this game, and we're going to continue to prove ourselves and show everybody why we deserve to be there and we deserve what we've worked for all season.
Thanks for tuning into today's Lely Radio Sports page on KMIA and KRLS.